Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM, thanks to renews.co.nz.
Wolf indeed. How are you, Sam?
Honestly, this long weekend has put me through it. But we're all alive.
I'm there with you, Sam. I think lots of people are there with you.
Man, it's like we have this long weekend. We're like, okay, we're going to have so much fun. And then we have so much fun. And then the Tuesday, oosh.
She hits you. Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, we're here now. And we're talking TV. What are we specifically talking about, though?
Living With Yourself, the new Paul Rudd dramedy on Netflix.
Is this
Paul Rudd with Paul Rudd?
Just Paul Rudd opposite Paul Rudd for maximum Paul Rudd action.
I love Paul Rudd.
I actually don't love Paul Rudd.
What?
And let's stop saying Paul Rudd so much. Basically, so he...
Actually, lots of people... People either love him or don't.
He's like the male Anne Hathaway, you know? Like, people have a lot of opinions about him.
Well, so basically, this show is about... Paul Rudd is a kind of loser. He works in PR, similar to me.
I feel like a loser's kind of a strong word to use.
He was a loser at the beginning of the show. He had a loveless marriage.
He was struggling.
Yeah, he was having a hard time. So he goes to the spa that his friend recommends him, pays 50 grand to have his life be made super better.
50
and he
grand.
Wakes up and he's super happy and everything's great and he's charged along and he's better at his job and everything and his wife loves him more. And it turns out that they've cloned him and made a better version of him to take over his life.
Whoa.
And he wakes up and he's like now the bad version of himself, and the whole show is just around whether or not.
So the bad version, which it had disappeared, comes back into the show.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's where you get two Paul Rudds.
You have new, better Paul Rudd.
And the original kind of sad sack Paul Rudd.
Blimey.
His name's also Miles, by the way. But anyway. And
that's irrelevant. He's Paul Rudd.
So I watched like 3 episodes and I didn't know that.
I know.
Just being like, wow, Paul Rudd's having a hard time.
And the show is really good. I really enjoyed it. I'm into like 6 or 7 episodes now, I think. I don't know, I lost kind of track of how many I was sitting at last night. And it's quite good. They do cliffhangers really well. Like, they're not tacky, gross cliffhangers. They're like pretty good and emotional. And the story setup follows like one clone, or like one person, one Paul Rudd, and then another Paul Rudd, and then the other Paul Rudd again, and the next Paul Rudd. And then it follows his wife, who's played by Aisling B.
She's an Irish comedian, cool.
Eh?
She is, I watch a lot of like British comedy dumb shows, and she's in them sometimes making commentary, and she's hilarious, and she plays a much more dramatic role in this TV show. And she pulls it off really well.
She's kind of sour, at the start.
Yeah, you learn a lot about her when she gets her own centric episodes, and that's quite exciting.
So does she, because I'm not far through it, does she have her own episodes?
Yeah, she does.
Oh, that's cool.
And it kind of goes back in time and looks at like why they weren't in love anymore, and like because part of the show's through line is she wants him to get his fertility checked so she can have a baby. And it kind of like goes back in time and tells you like why this is so important to them, and like, you know, just their backstory and like how they went from a loving couple to a not so loving couple.
So does it switch between point of views?
Yeah.
That's
so the first episode follows original Paul Rudd, second episode follows the clone Paul Rudd. It just goes back and forth like that, and Paul Rudd is
OGP,
killing it.
No, never mind. That was just a terrible joke. Carry on.
And Paul Rudd pulls it off really well. Like, he acts this show his butt off. Like,
it must be really hard as an actor to be playing all of your significant scenes versus yourself. So you'd be playing against nothing.
So he
really
was saying, I watched I guess you could call it an interview, his Hot Ones, with him. And he was saying that he had a little earpiece in with his other lines being played to him through the earpiece.
So he knew when to react.
So that he could act out. And then like someone standing there so that he had like a...
It would be very strange though. I'm glad to hear that he pulls it off.
Ages.
He did a really, really good job at this.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, the comparison you can make is to the movie Us, which I think Lupita Nyong'o has done a way better job of like playing off herself.
Right,
but
okay.
But that's different source material. Like she's doing a horror. This is a dramedy. It's really hard to like probably make jokes with someone that's not there, and he pulls it off really well, and you fully believe they're two separate people.
Well, that's good, because I was going to say I feel like I'd just be watching it being like, wow, look at the CGI, look how far we've come, you know, that sort of thing. But it doesn't feel like that, does it?
I believe it. Like, they've got different posture, they look different, their hair's different. Like it really does kind of portray like one disheveled original human and one kind of like much better clone.
Did you find it was slow starting?
Yes, I slept through the first episode. I dozed to the first episode, but then episode 2 I was back into
really kicks into gear.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe it's one of those ones that you have to like push through. Do you reckon?
Definitely.
Because I didn't push through.
Really?
No, I gave up.
I think as soon as you get to his wife's storyline, you kind of are like, ooh. Yeah. And she's really fun. I really like her character. She does some cool stuff.
I think often with a sci-fi, you know, premise of a show, it's when you start to get to the human parts of it that you really feel invested. Mm. Because the premise, like the sci-fi stuff, is always interesting, but it's very rarely the thing that keeps you watching or reading something as well. It's usually like the bit you can relate to within that world. It's like The Handmaid's Tale. The stuff that you sort of like relate to is the reflections of reality.
I'm definitely going to watch the rest of it. Like, it didn't take much convincing. I didn't think it was bad. I just felt like it was slow. And is it quite long, the episodes?
Half an hour?
That's not too bad.
Which I'm really enjoying this new half an hour time slot they're putting on TV shows now. Like, not 22 minutes and not 45. Half an hour. Like it.
Get two things done.
So the first episodes are very slow. But just watch it, guys.
So remind us of the name again.
Living with Yourself on Netflix.
Paul Rudd versus Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd versus... Well, not even versus... Oh, it's just go watch
Funny,
it.
Funny, though.
Funny, sad sometimes.
Yeah.
Really good.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Sam.
Bye, everyone.
Viewmaster. Thanks to renews.co.nz. Only on 95BFM.